You heard Governor Whitmer in the news. She said it's Shark Week, Michigan. Do we have sharks in Michigan? Don't answer too quickly, because if you're going to say no, I'm going to tell you you're wrong. There are, in fact, sharks. Joining us right now to tell us a little bit more about their sharks at Sea Life Michigan, marine biologist Gordon Greenlee. Gordon, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. Happy Shark Week, by the way.
Happy Shark Week.
You're doing shark days over there, so a great opportunity for people to visit you in Auburn Hills and see exactly what you have. Tell us a little bit about your sharks.
Yeah, so we have six different species of sharks here, and they're everything from our six-foot nurse shark named Florence all the way down to some coral cat sharks, which are about a foot and a half long, and even a dwarf nurse shark, which are critically endangered. So it's pretty cool to be able to see one of those in real life.
I guess it is. So what can people do? How interactive is this? Obviously, you're not going to swim with sharks, but you can see them up close and personal there, can't you?
Yeah, you can get really close, just a few inches even. Sometimes Florence, our nurse shark, will sit on top of our ocean tunnel where you walk through our ocean tank, and you can see her teeth and her mouth and what her skin looks like. And during shark days, we're going to have extra educational shark talks so that guests can learn more about these awesome predators of the ocean.
What is a nurse shark, by the way?
So a nurse shark is a dark brown shark that typically lays on the bottom and relaxes most of the day. There's different kinds of sharks. There's the kind that can breathe without swimming, and they have an organ called a buccal pump, so they can push water through their gills without swimming. And then there's other sharks that you might think of like a great white that can't stop swimming because they have to swim to be able to breathe.
Wow. What are some of the myths about sharks that you'd like to dispel?
Definitely the biggest one is that they are some sort of evil predator that's out there to hurt people, because that's very far from the truth. They pretty much want nothing to do with people, and when they do come in contact with people, it's almost always a case of mistaken identity. And if you think about like a surfer, if you imagine from below what a surfboard with arms sticking off of it might look like, it kind of looks like a seal or something that a shark would want to eat, but they don't actually want to eat that.
That's interesting. That's a great point. Have there been more shark attacks in our oceans in recent years? It feels like we hear more about it, and you mentioned like surfers or people that are not terribly far out. Are the sharks coming in closer, or are we just hearing more about it because of social media and things like that?
It's definitely social media, and I mean, as more and more people go to coastal areas and want to go swimming, then you're going to hear about it a lot more. But you're statistically more likely to get struck by lightning than to be attacked by a shark.
Interesting. Do you have a favorite kind of shark, particularly over there at Sea Life Michigan?
Yeah, honestly, that dwarf nurse shark that I mentioned is my favorite shark that we have here. She's just this cute little tiny shark. She's about a foot and a quarter maybe, and she's just got a cute little belly because she loves to eat shrimp, and you can get really close to her in her exhibit, and you can look at her little eyes in there too.
And that's Florence, which is a great name for a nurse shark, right?
Yeah.
What does it take to care for these sharks? I mean, obviously, this is a big job.
Yeah, so we have lots of restaurant-grade frozen seafood that we always have available for them. And whenever they eat, they get a different type of food that we rotate throughout the week. They get squid or shrimp or herring, all different kinds of foods. And they're actually trained to come to what we call a target. So we put like a colored bucket lid tied to a string into our ocean exhibit, and a specific shark knows to come to that specific color bucket lid so that we can feed them and get an up-close look at them and make sure they're doing well and getting all their food.
And as I understand, one of the things you're doing during shark days this week is even allowing people to assist in feeding the sharks. Is that right?
I don't believe we're having guests feed the sharks, but you will get to see it up close because we're going to be doing it more during our open hours, and you'll be able to see it in our ocean tank and talk to our educators about what we're actually doing.
You know, something like, you know, Shark Week, which obviously has been around for a long time. People really enjoy watching documentary specials about sharks. It can inspire a whole new generation of marine biologists. I'm wondering where your fascination with sharks and sea life came from.
It definitely came a lot from the TV shows that I watched as a kid. And I remember watching the shows that you're talking about when I was younger. And I think just the most important thing for people to remember with some of the shows that are out today are that there's a lot of sensationalism, and to remember that sharks are not that scary animal, and we don't have to be afraid of them, and we should just make sure we respect them. And if we understand them, then they can be less scary.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Gordon Greenlee. He's a marine biologist at Sea Life Aquarium over in Auburn Hills at the Great Lakes Crossing Mall. Tell people a little bit more about Sea Life for folks who haven't been there before.
So we have over 150,000 gallons of water total on site. We have everything from a touch pool where you can actually touch some animals like sea anemones and starfish. And we have the largest ocean exhibit in the state, which is 125,000 gallons, where we have a lot of our larger sharks. We have over 200 animals in that exhibit alone. And you can see we have two green sea turtles in there. You can walk through our ocean tunnel, which is the only ocean tunnel in the state as well. And yeah, you can really get up close and personal and learn a lot about the ocean, considering how far we are from the ocean.
Get your tickets online ahead of time. That's probably the best bet, right?
Yeah, definitely the best bet, the easiest way to do it. And the website has all the details you could need for your visit and our hours and when the best times are to come.
All right. Visit sealife.com, the website, to learn all about the Sea Life Aquarium over in Auburn Hills. Thanks so much for telling us about your shark days this week, Gordon. We appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really hope that everybody can enjoy learning more about sharks.
All right. Sounds like fun. Take care. Bye-bye.